Oz. From now on, we won't just be visiting planets. We'll be staying.
This Mars One video is having no problems enticing thousands of people to populate the red planet. 78,000 people filled out online applications just 2 weeks after Mars One had its April 22nd launch. The project is the brainchild of Arno Wilders, a planetary scientist, and Boz Landorp, who is handling the financing. So why would anyone want to go and stay? Physiological changes in the human body after a stay on Mars prevent anyone from coming back. Mars One, Ajma Dogra, reached in India, says, why not?
It's a logical next step for us. And, you know, this kind of exploring and spreading out is what humans have always done. So it's really no surprise. Not doing it would be odd.
The requirements are pretty simple. You have to be at least 18, stand between 5'2 and 6'3, be free of disease, and have the five key characteristics of an astronaut: resiliency, adaptability, curiosity, ability to trust, and creativity. Mars One will narrow down the list to 40 people or less in four steps: an online application with a one-minute video, 300 regions will select people, there will be a national narrowing down with a reality TV show, and then the world will pick. Candidates come from 120 countries. Most are from the U.S. Here are parts of four videos so you can hear why Randy, Catherine, William, and Rosalie say they are interested in settling on Mars.
Why do I want to go to Mars? Well, I mean, who wouldn't? After launch, it's going to be the hardest life imaginable. But the rewards are going to be incredible. I mean, you'll be a pioneer. Your name will be down in history books for eternity with people like Samuel de Champlain, Christopher Columbus, Amerigo Vespucci.
The reason I know that I want to go to Mars is because every night when I look out at the stars and see them and dream about them, I want to go to another planet. I want to see another planet somewhere far away from here, even, you know, galaxies away, light years away, where I could stand on the surface of another planet and see a different sunset from another planet's sky.
Hi, my name is William. I'm 32. I have a computer repair degree from Job Corps. I would like to go to Mars because I love space, I love the stars, I love science fiction, I love exploration. It's something I've always wanted to do since I was a tiny tot.
Hi, my name is Rosalie Kogan. I'm 21 years old and I'm studying medicine in Israel. As we live in a world with a finite set of resources, this planet will only sustain us for so long. In the grand scheme of things, this mission is one of the most important undertakings for all of humankind, and possibly other species as well. Aside from that, even if we never get a discrete benefit out of going to Mars, I think even trying to do it for the sake of doing it is worth it, as an intellectual exercise in our collective human abilities.
Rosalie says, give me the cramped spaces and the gross astronaut food. The people picked will immediately begin preparing for their new life.
And all of these people will go into full-time training, and they will be immediately put into teams. So we'll have 6 to 10 teams of four, and they will train for 7 years as teams, because that is the most important criteria for this, that you have to be a team player.
Boz Landorp and the video lay out the timeline.
This is the plan. In 2016, a communication satellite and a supply mission will be sent to Mars. In 2018, a large planetary rover will be sent to Mars. It will drive around on Mars to find the best location for the settlement.
In 2020, living units, life support units, a rover, and more supplies will be sent to Mars. The rovers will prepare the settlement for human arrival. They will extract the inflatable section from the living unit. The life support unit will prepare the outpost for arrival of the humans.
What will they do when they get there?
Most of their time and even their lifetime will go in setting up the colony for future humans. So mostly they will spend their time farming and also doing some construction work. And then also there's this really important part of their time will be spent in exploring, doing some experiments, and answering many scientific questions that we've been wondering about for years but haven't been able to find them because we haven't been able to put a man on Mars.
Many people wonder why now, and Mars One has an answer.
Mars One has designed a mission that is much simpler than previous designs for Mars missions. The most significant simplification is that the crew is actually going to stay and live on Mars with the intention to remain there for the rest of their lives.
And in case you think this mission is all hype and no science, think again. Mars One says it has letters from private space companies all over the world offering to build the parts it will take.
We visited a lot of private space industries and companies and asked them if they can provide this component that we need, say the life support unit, in this much time for this much money. And hopefully things will all be orchestrated together and we'll have a permanent colony on Mars.
The first Mars One crew will depart in September of 2022 and arrive 7 months later in April of 2023. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.